Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With coronavirus cases surging in Gillette and throughout the state, there is some good news to report about COVID.
There are still concerns among healthcare providers as infection rates climb in several areas of the country. The good news, however, is that it does appear, according to the CDC's National Center for Health Statistics, the death rates do continue to decline. Partly, many infection control specialists say, because we are better at identifying and treating complications early.
The coronavirus fatality rate is nearly down three times across the country than it was during the apex of the pandemic. The mortality rate in Wyoming has been held in check as well. Let's break down the numbers. According to the CDC, if a person is between the ages of 1 and 69, your chances of surviving COVID is in the 99.7% range. For college-age students, the COVID survival rate is approximately 99.99%. Now, the survival rate is lower when it comes to those 70 or older. Experts say we must remain cognizant in protecting the senior population. According to the CDC, for a person over 70, the survival rate goes down to 98.4%. All of this amid record-breaking cases here locally. Since the beginning of October, Campbell County has averaged 33 new lab-confirmed cases per day. Health officials are asking citizens to remain vigilant.
Now, there's always a lag with numbers reported in both ICU admissions and deaths from complications. So healthcare providers still remind us it is not the time to let up and think that this virus is gone. I'm medical reporter Liz Bonus. We'll throw it back to you.
We will keep you up to date on all of this here at the Basin Radio Network. A Montana woman was arrested in Gillette after a 30-mile car chase. Laura Vanderbaum faces multiple charges after said speed chase. Police attempted to stop Vanderbaum outside of Walmart for an alleged attempted theft. Then she sped away, running a red light on Box Elder, cutting off cars, almost causing crashes. Then Vanderbaum got on I-90, going 111 miles per hour at one point, and the road spikes got her. We'll have more on this story in the coming days. That is your Basin Radio Network news update.